Because we want results. We praise him because he's good and his mercy endures forever. And I praise him because in the time that I should have been cut off. See, I know some of y'all been good all your little life, but that ain't my testimony. But when I should have been cut off, he had mercy. Now, if I'm talking to one of y'all out there, I want you to know,
are you ready?
Are you ready?
For your miracle.
For the miracle.
For the
enemy.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Come on, man of God. Hallelujah to you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. The praise is on up in here. Welcome to 52 Weeks of Love. Bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, man of God. Hallelujah to you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Let the Lord, let it kick off a praise up in this place.
Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He inhabits the praise of his people. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. 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 We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship your name, Jesus. We worship your name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. He said, I inhabit the praises of my people. I inhabit the praises of my people. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, 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 Jesus. I praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise your name. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We magnify your name, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are so worthy. You are so worthy. You are so worthy. You are so worthy, Lord God. Oh, I lift my hands to you, Jesus. Because I praise you this day. I praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you because you say, oh, Lord Jesus, you said you inhabit the praises of your people. You said in Psalm 110, enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is good, amen, and his mercy is everlasting. The Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. I say the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Jesus. The presence of God is all around me right now. Lord, I thank you, and I praise you. And I glorify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Could I get somebody to just lift their hands and say hallelujah to you, Jesus? No, I can't see you. I can't see you, but I can see you in the spirit. Lift your hands and say hallelujah to him. Give him a hallelujah praise. Give him a Shabbat. Give him a Shabbat. Shabbat, in the name of Jesus, I praise him. I praise him. I woke up this morning saying, thank you, Jesus. Praise your Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. Good afternoon, man of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And thanks for being on this platform today. I thank you for being on this platform today and giving me such a great opportunity to be here on this platform today.
Well, good afternoon to you, woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm just so excited, man. God, I thank God. I thank God. And I thank you for what, oh, I did. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank the broad, I just can't get it together. I thank Sister Barbara William, I think what an awesome night we had last night. God moved and God is awesome. God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Good afternoon. saints of God. Good afternoon, saints of God. Good afternoon to those who are connected to the Now Network, the P2P Ministry, the Blog Talk Radio, the Internet. Good afternoon to all of those who are listening today. Good afternoon to you. And God loves you. God loves you. He loves you. According to John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God came to give us life, y'all. Everlasting life. When he said, God so loved the world, he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him, that word he promised us eternal life. He promised us eternal life, and I thank him for it today. We need to thank God for eternal life. Amen, amen. And I am your host today. I say I am your host today. Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 52 Weeks of Love broadcast. Awesome is our God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Our faith, our hope, our trust must be in God, our Father, his Son, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ. I am grateful to God today for the power in his word. Amen. Amen. And those who have their Bible, would you turn with me to the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 27. But I want to use for a subject, don't give the devil a foothold. I want to use for a subject today, don't give the devil a foothold. And out of the book of Ephesians 4:27, they say, neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. But my topic is, don't give the devil a foothold. Don't give him a foothold. I want y'all to hear this today. Today, I will be ministering to you today on the subject, don't give the devil a foothold. Look at Ephesians, the first chapter, verses 1 said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and Christ Jesus. Apostle Paul penned this letter to them to instruct them so that they would have a deeper and secure relationship with the Lord. I hope y'all heard that. And the 4th chapter, beginning at the 18th verse, he was talking about the new man. Y'all know about the new man. And 1 Corinthians 5:17 talks about the new man. You know, saints of God, when we come to know Jesus, I need y'all to hear this. When we come to know Jesus, there is a standard that the word of God sets, so that we may live an abundant life, one that is first of all pleasing to God, hallelujah, and beneficial to us and our salvation. Thank you, Lord God. So in this chapter, the Apostle Paul begins to tell us how we are to live and love as believers in the body of Christ. But he also tells us the pitfalls of those things that will take us out of the will of God and cause us to become weak. Did y'all get that? Cause us to become weak and give the enemy of our soul the advantage of the upper hand. Now, I looked up the word foothold. I want y'all to hear this. I looked up the word foothold. Hallelujah. And there are two definitions. One says a position unable as a base for further advance. The second definition states a position that makes it possible to begin an activity or effort. Hallelujah. Let's talk about what this means, saints of God. A position on Abel as a base for further advance. In the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 26, be ye angry. Y'all need to hear this. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry. For anger to the devil. When you give the devil a foothold, what does that mean? Well, thank you. I'm glad you asked. It means if you give Satan control of one little part of your life, he will soon take over you. Give him a foothold unto your life, and guess what? He'll turn it into a stronghold. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Satan wants to bind us up, y'all. He wants to bind us up. I'm here today to tell you, don't leave a crack. You know what I'm talking about. Don't even leave a crack, just a little crack. Don't leave a leeway. Don't leave no opening nowhere where the enemy can come in and bind up the strong man. Because if he come in, he will spoil your good. Yes, your good. Yes, your good. Peace. Your joy. Your happiness. You think he's coming after your grits, your eggs, and your bacon, and your butter? No. He's coming after your faith and your position. Did y'all get that? Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. I said, did y'all get that? Third chapter, verse 27 says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man. Then he will spoil his house. He'll spoil your whole house. Hello? Hello, somebody. He wants your position. Y'all need to hear this. Listen. He wants your position of authority. He lost his remembrance. Did y'all get missing? The devil lost his remembrance. In the book of Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 19 says, Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemy hurt you. Saints of God, don't hold unforgiveness in your heart. If you have ought against your brothers or your sisters, forgive. I beseech you to forgive. Y'all remember the book of Paul when Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brother, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Well, I beseech you to forgive. I urge you. I beg you. I applaud you to forgive. In the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 25 through 26 says, and when you stand plain, listen at this, y'all. When you stand plain, if you have ought against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. And look at verse 26 saying, but if you do not forgive, Lord Jesus, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which in heaven, will forgive you your trespasses. We must forgive, y'all. We must forgive in order for our heavenly Father to forgive us our trespasses. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. His main goal, y'all, hear this. Those who are listening at me on the airways, the platform around the world or wherever you may be at this time. The devil's main goal is to separate us from the Father. That's his goal. That's his aim. It's to separate us from the Father. He wants to walk in unforgiveness. He wants us to walk in unforgiveness. Foothold. Bitterness. Foothold. Hatred. Foothold. Backbiting. Foothold. Lying. Foothold. Deception. Foothold. Hey, cursing, division, foothold, family confusion, foothold, marriage problem, foothold, fear, foothold. All of these are foothold, saints of God. What did Jesus do the most? Thank you for asking. He prayed. He prayed. Taught his disciples to pray. When he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. What did Jesus do the most? I need to repeat that. What did Jesus do the most? He prayed. And he taught his disciples to pray. When he was on the cross, he said, Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, Jesus. All they did to him. He still asked the Father to forgive them. Those of you under the sound of my voice, you need forgiveness. You need forgiveness. Ask the Lord right now to forgive you. Go ahead on and ask him to forgive you. Many of you are hurt by the things people have done. Many of you are hurt by the things people have done you. Forgive them. Forgive them. It's been years since someone hurt you, and you still holding on to it. But go ahead on and ask God to forgive them. Ask him to forgive. Don't let the devil get a foothold in your life. Are y'all hearing me? Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Are y'all still there? Don't let the devil get a foothold in your life. Peter, you remember Peter? Peter who denied Jesus. He lied and said he was not with Jesus. And here Peter is preaching in 1 Peter 5:8. Peter who called Satan our great adversary, the devil, who roamed, who prowls around seeking whom he may devour. He is a devourer, and he's seeking. He's prowls. He's roaming, seeking whom he may devour. He's looking. He's seeking for someone to seize upon and to attack. He wants to attack you. But if he can't attack you, he's going somewhere else. He's going somewhere else to attack. That's why the Bible told us to be vigilant. Hallelujah, Jesus. Vigilant means be watchful. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be on guard. Because Jesus, the Bible said, Peter said, the devil is our great adversary. He didn't just say he was our adversary. He said he's our great adversary. Roaming, looking, seeking, prowling. You see that same devil over in Genesis when the angels came down to present themselves to Jesus. There, the devil was with them. And Jesus, by him being an omnipotent God, all-knowing God, Jesus knew he was there. He saw him. And he asked him, he said, what are you doing? Where did you come from? And Satan said, I'm walking up and down and to and fro. That's the same devil was in Genesis. It's the same devil today. Still walking. Still looking. Still seeking to devour. Same devil. Same devil. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory. City, yo, handala, ba, shanda. City, yo, city, yo, ko, shanda, ba, shanda. Yes, he's seeking. He's looking. To seize upon someone, to attack, with what? With a stronghold. That's why the Bible tells us to be vigilant, to be watchful. Thank you, Jesus. Be sober, vigilant, Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he's still walking about, y'all, seeking whom he may devour. And like I always say, he can't devour me. And don't you let him devour you. He's just going around making a lot of noise, roaring, but they ain't done nothing but making noise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. I want to include with this by saying God loves you. And I want to say to you today, don't give foothold to the devil. Don't you give a foothold to the devil. We don't belong to him. And we're not glorifying him. But we're in a real world. And there's a real devil in it. And we need to be, oh, we need to have wisdom. We need to have wisdom. We need to have balance. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to say to you today, but thanks be unto God. Hey, Lord Jesus. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In my conclusion here today, thanks be unto God. Could I get someone to say, be thanks? But thanks. Go ahead on and say, thanks be unto God. But thanks be unto God. Hey, Jesus, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ in 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 57. I love it, but thanks be unto God. God get the thanks, who's giving us the victory. He give us victory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will, Jesus. Yes to your ways, Lord. And yes to your word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thanks be unto God. But 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 thanks be unto God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, victory is ours, y'all. Victory belong to us. I say victory belong to us. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. And I love you, Jesus. I praise you. And I thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for your word today. The word that goes forth out of my mouth will not come back void, but it's going to come as that which pleases you, and it's going to pass away in its sin, Lord God. I thank you today, Lord. I thank you today, Father, that I hope someone got something out of what I just said today. I thank God for this P2P ministry. I thank God for the man of God. I thank God for those who have listened in today. And God loves you, and I love you too, and I praise God for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Lord. And I praise you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. Hallelujah. What a word. What a word. Glory to God. I tell you, I love you, beautiful sister. Good afternoon, family. Good afternoon. I'm your host, Minister Sherry, here with What's the Word. Today, I tell you, the word the Holy Spirit dropped in me was, what are your beliefs? What are our beliefs? I'm making it personal. Do we truly believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and is alive? My scripture reference today is Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Yes and amen, family. Believe. Sold out and totally convinced. Do we really know and believe Jesus, or do we know and believe the facts that we hear? And family, I tell you, we know facts are rebellious to faith. Some people believe facts about Jesus. They go through life listening to what others say about Jesus, who he was. I'm making it personal. I was once one of those persons also. And we know he is, not who he was, he is. He is alive at the right hand of God. Amen. He is the same today and yesterday and forevermore. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. The one scripture everybody knows by heart. Ooh, it is, I tell you, family, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whosoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a powerful scripture, family. And the center of that scripture, ooh, hallelujah, believe. Believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. I tell you, family, do we believe that Christ was born to a virgin, the holy sacrificial Lamb of God? Do we really believe, family, that he paid for our sins? He paid for all our sins. I tell you, family, some say he was a man. Yes, he was a man, but he was a godly man. He was a God, deity, sent in a man's form to be down here with us. Some say he could have sinned too. No, family, this is absolutely wrong. Do not believe that. That is full of error. Amen. Anybody could have got on that cross. But he was holy. And he was, ooh, thank you, Jesus, holy. Family, I tell you, this is why we don't listen to others, what they say and think. We have to go to the scriptures and receive our own confirmation. Amen. And God, I tell you, if he wanted a sinner, anyone could have went there, but God chose him, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. He is holy. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, the time is now, right now, to believe and know the word of God. Amen. Throughout the Bible, family, the word of God, believe is mentioned in the word of God 144 plus times in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, the 5th chapter, there are so many parables of Jesus with his disciples. But he was going from town to town. I tell you, family, just the miracles he was performing. He was calming the storm. He was healing demon-possessed men. And the young girl, which they claimed, they said she was dead. But after that, when Jesus brought her to life, they believed. People all over the town were just trying to get near Jesus, touch the hem of his garment. Because, family, they believed. They believe in the power in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We believe in our faith. The faith the size of a mustard seed can believe. Amen. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen, amen. That just tells us, family, all things are possible when we believe in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We should have no limit on our faith because we serve an almighty God. We should believe it, be believing and trusting God as the source of everything. Jesus is deity and will be forever and ever. Amen. We believe in God, the Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ. They are one. Believe in them. And family, we have to believe in them in good times and bad times. Amen. I tell you, family, in our good times, we praise him. And we say, God is working on my behalf with faith. Times get bad, family? Ooh, yes. We all have some of them bad times. We say to ourselves, has God left me like this? But when we believe and know, there will be storms, but the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah, family. Make it personal. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you have to know right now, family, the battle is in the mind. Free and renew. When we free and renew our mind, ooh, hallelujah, and believe. Thank you, Jesus. Family, we have to believe that Jesus Christ, he paid for each and every one of our sins with his life, crucified on the cross for our salvation. Amen. I'm appalled at how much we believe. We believe the TV, the media, we believe the social network posts. Well, I'm saying some of them are legit posts, so keep believing, but you have to go through the Word of God to see. Some of the posts are not just fictitious. But we believe in celebrities. We believe in the drama and reality TV shows. I tell you, family, some people even believe in gossip. And we know the Heavenly Father God, ooh, he warns us of gossip. Amen. Some read and believe in magazines and newspapers. And it took me back. I was thinking about this. Remember the National Enquirer? Ooh, I remember. Oh, God, back in the day, people were just reading this and believing this mess. And we know God don't bless no mess. So don't waste your time reading no mess. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, we just have to concentrate on the Word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, I tell you, I can't say it enough. This time is now to believe. This is not our will. This is the will of God. Be sold out for Jesus. I tell you, we don't have to speak a word. Our inner spirit, filled with Jesus, will come on the outside. And all will know the Word of God is working within you because you believe. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. And it's not of our works, family. It's the Word, it's the works of Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father within us. Praise be to God. Our family, friends, I tell you, family, our family and our friends, our co-workers, they need to know we believe. Nothing but the true Word of God. When we know we are a true believer, when they know we are a true believer, they will come to us in their time of need. And we all need prayer every now and then, so we all need prayer, and we need to be praying every day for everything. Amen, family? And when we pray, we have to believe that the Heavenly Father will provide. 21 and 22 tells us. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Amen. We have to believe in Christ Jesus and go out and share him. Share him every time an opportunity arises. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise. And family, we have to share so many, because so many households whom do not and are not able to receive and believe a word of God because they don't even have a Bible in the household. Vital, family. the schools has taken God and Christ Jesus out of this large family. I tell you, we have to save the children. Amen. We are moving and missing generations who don't know and believe in Christ Jesus. I thank God for my mother and grandmother that believed and trusted Christ Jesus as a personal Lord Savior. Glory be to God. Thank God for the Now Network family, D2P Ministries, and all affiliated ministries with our ministry for professing the true word of God. I thank God for all of them, and I love and appreciate them. But I had to get in his word myself, make it personal, reading and believing on my own relationship. Finally, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I continue to reach out to family, friends, and neighbors to receive and believe in Christ Jesus. Enough. The time is now. Amen. Right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, he can and he will change your life. Ooh, hallelujah. That's my testimony. Praise and praise. Family, there will always be those whom do not want to believe. Oh, yes. There may be some that want to challenge you on your beliefs because they are not yet a believer. But First Peter, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Amen. Be ready, family, in and out of season. You never know when and where your belief may be checked. Know and believe his word and stand firm on your belief. There are some steps to become a believer and a strong believer. Daddy working on strengthening myself in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Number one, we must first have knowledge of him through the word of God, knowing who he is, what he did, what he's doing, and why he came. Amen. The Son of God, holy, crucified on the cross for our salvation. The greatest teacher, healer, and prayer warrior known. Hallelujah. And I tell you, family, we have to know him, that he was crucified and he rose on the third day, and know he is alive at the right side of the throne of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise, praise, praise. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Number two, our conviction. We must be truly convinced and believe that all truthfulness of the word of God. Jesus has set me free. He has set you free too. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise, praise. So worthy. He deserves our praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Number three, we must trust him. We must have a personal relationship with him. Not just know of him. We must trust him. Proverbs 3:5 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Amen. Our understandings can get us into situations, family. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. And family, we must have a confident conviction that Jesus is who the Bible says he is. And he and God will keep their promise upon we believing and trusting in them. Amen. In them we have, thank you, Jesus, an everlasting relationship, everlasting life. Hallelujah, Jesus. some of us want a distant relationship. Truthfully, family, our relationships with Christ Jesus should be the number one, the most important, most prioritized relationship in your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm just real talk. Amen. What we believe matters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we need to find out what God says. The authority of God through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, some of us develop different and wrong beliefs. The only way to the Father, ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to me except through the Father. Jesus said this to him. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise. And they are one. Yes and amen. I am a believer. Some are believing. Some people are believing cults and sects. And I tell you, family, some do not even believe Satan exists. He is busy, family. He is busy coming to rob, kill, and destroy our spirits. Rebuke him. Rebuke him. I believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we truly believe God sent us. Do we truly believe that he sent us the Holy Spirit to make our lives more godly? To be more like his son Jesus? Do we truly believe? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. There are times, family, when we are talking to ourselves, what people say. We're talking to ourselves. They believe we are. But we are talking, and I'm making it personal with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Do not let others with their non-belief, do not let them set off your belief. Amen? Do we believe in the life of Christ? Because we do not yet, I tell you, family, we do not yet read and believe, but we have to read it and believe it and apply the word of God to our lives. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word. Firm on our belief. We have to stand firm on the belief in Christ Jesus and in the word of God. Amen. The word of God is timeless. It is timeless. Excuse me. Nothing added and nothing taken away. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes and amen. I believe. I believe in God, and I also believe in Christ Jesus. Amen. They are one. And this is not our will to believe. This is the will of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, family, I thank God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your son, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the people that you have put in my path, in my life, to open my eyes when I was in darkness, to be more attentive to your word, Heavenly Father. I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for your unconditional love. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for forgiving me for any unforgiveness that I harbored once before. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that I can go to you any time of the day or night. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the peace you have given me in my life. I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything. In Jesus' almighty name, I love you, Heavenly Father. I tell you, family, today is Friday. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be so glad in it. Praise him. Praise him all day long. Love you all. God bless. Amen. Amen.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.